This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 211, sponsored by 211 Malt Liquor.
I mean, man, it's not Salt. Malt Liquor, actually. Steel Reserve.
But ain't it Malt Liquor?
No, Steel Reserve. It's
different. I don't know that that's actually a difference.
It is.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying I didn't know.
Oh, okay. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt your intro. Sorry.
Hey, make sure y'all drink that if y'all trying to get where y'all need to go for like $2.50. Just saying.
Get the black can. Make sure you get the black can.
That, ain't that the black one? It's got like purple or some shit on it?
Yeah, it's a black can and a silver can.
Yeah, I get the silver. I don't know nothing about that black can yet. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Rest in Peace, Harambee. And I'm sitting there with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up with the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. Chubby Brister, a.k.a. Swollen Ryan. I'm in the building.
Yeah, those a.k.a.s. I mean, you want to tell the people where you got those from?
I made them up, Saul, right?
I'm just checking, you know what I'm saying? I'm just checking.
All right, and even if I did steal them from somewhere, I made them up, Saul, right?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. I'm just saying. We back in the building, man. A lot of shit going on. Harambee's dead, man. Why you let them shoot Harambee, man?
Man... R.I.P. Harambee, man. The realest silverback alive.
Why you let them shoot him like that, bro? That's cold-blooded, man. You gotta save Harambee.
Oh, just for clarification purposes, you are right. All right. It is the same thing. It's just a high-gravity malt liquor.
Some bullshit that don't nobody care about. That's worth the extra dime for you motherfuckers who looking for it. So, in case y'all have been living under a rock.
Yes.
A kid falls into a gorilla pit. The gorilla, you know, comes up and helps him pull up his shorts and he's hugging on him or some shit and then proceeds to drag this motherfucker to the river. Like, all the narratives I saw didn't show the dragging. It was just showing him hugging him and pulling up his pants, whatever the fuck that was. But when you watch a little bit further, like at the 2-minute clip, he dragged his dude. I didn't know gorillas could move that fast.
What? That's a fucking silverback.
He went from one end of the river to the other in like 1 second and dragged that kid by the ankle.
He drugged that little kid.
We're not laughing at the situation.
Yes, we are.
I refuse to say I'm laughing at the situation. He just dragged that kid quick as fuck. That's all I'm saying.
500-pound gorilla. Like, this motherfucker. Did you see the muscles on that motherfucker?
It's all muscle. Like, it's 450 pounds of sheer muscle.
I mean, Jesus
muscle.
First off, props to little kid for like, nigga, you just fell like 10 feet. Man. Then you stand in front of a fucking gorilla, nigga, you ain't lose your shit. Like, yo, I was impressed. But, you know, I looked at a picture of a little kid on a girl's Facebook. Her name is Michelle or Greg or something like that. Right. And the little boy looked bad as hell. Like, the picture they got, he like, he mugging in the picture. I was like, oh, he looked bad. Like, you know, he looked like the type that'll climb into a fucking enclosure in a zoo.
Hey, well, shit. Now, the last time this happened, or the last time it was reportedly happened, this was like in the 90s when the little white girl fell in there.
Yeah.
And she knocked herself out, busted her head, broke her hand. Like, she was fucked up.
Yeah.
And that gorilla picked her up and carried her to the damn entrance and walked away and protected her so they could pick him up. Harambee wasn't having that shit.
Harambee was like, yo, this little badass little nigga trying to fuck me up.
Like, where the fuck you come from? First, you're looking at it like, where you come from, bro? What the fuck you doing here? You good? You good? Pull your pants up.
He like, where the pineapples and bananas at, nigga? Like, what? Like, you up empty handed.
Like. Now, I gotta drag your ass to the river. So, it's been cool talking to you, but we gotta take this little trip. Man, look, so they had to shoot the gorilla, shot him dead. This wasn't no tranquilizer situation. Yep. And Facebook was up in arms.
Everybody, not just Facebook, the world is up in arms.
Don't you kill no gorilla, goddammit. He's in danger. Y'all could have tranquilized him. He was trying to protect the baby. Look, look, look.
Okay, let's say they tranquilized him and fucking Harambe got upset that he was tranquilized and he just mauled the little kid. He could have ripped that little kid apart in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Just because he was angry. Like, oh, shit. Rah!
Yeah, this ain't the A-team. The tranquilizer that you don't hit them and then they fall out. That's not how it works.
Harambe, like, let's say they hit him and they just hit him in the muscle pack and it took like 15, 20 minutes for the shit to work on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't hit him in the right spot. But let's say they miss and hit the little kid and then little kid fall the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know that they have zoo marksmen in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you gotta shoot your shot and they shot him dead. Look, people were upset and they're trying to justify the idea that, hey, Gorilla Lives Matters. Like, there's justice for Harambe hashtags. Hey, yes. Man, look. Personally,
okay, let's say,
I'm kind of shocked that they didn't shoot the kid to save the gorilla.
I mean, let's be real here. Now, the parent, you know, for some reason, you know, the dad wasn't even at the park, but his rap sheet came up. I was like, God damn, they didn't wait. No, like, the daddy wasn't even there. But they talked about how many times the daddy been arrested. I was just like, what the fuck they got to do with this? Like,
dad probably didn't even fuck with the baby mama no more. Like, they're not even on
time. They still together. Dad had changed. He was at work. He a working nigga. Hey, like,
well, you know what? He got a rap sheet. He
turned his life around.
I don't care. He's a black nigger. He's a niggery nigger. And he should have been there. And it wouldn't have happened. Now, I got to say that I side with the people who, like, I've never had kids. Mm-hmm. But when the shit happened with the white family, I feel the same way shit would happen with the black family. How the fuck your kid get in there?
Thank you. Like, this little nigga wanted it, bro. He climbed. Like, first of all, black people don't usually let their kids, you know, we usually timid around wild animals and shit like that. You know, we gonna hold on to our babies. Like, oh, you sit your ass, that damn gorilla, get your ass. Like, you know, we use fear a lot. But this little nigga right here, he ain't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to see that. He said he wanted to go down the water slide or some shit.
Hey, that motherfucker done watched a little bit too much Chuck E. Cheese or some shit. When they had the old gorilla back when it was Showbiz Pizza. I don't know if y'all remember that. That's a throwback.
That motherfucker just got through seeing Jungle Book, nigga. He wanted to go hammer. He thought
he was not scared of that motherfucker. He's like, yo, Grape Ape, nigga. Grape Ape. Let's get it. And
McGill.
You're right. Yeah, right.
Gorilla.
Right. That shit didn't go right at all. So, you know, it's interesting to see how this shit, when you compare the situation before and the situation now, how different everything is handled.
Shout out to the Black Lives Matter people who just talk about, you know, they wouldn't have done it. They only shot him because he was a black gorilla. I was just like, really?
I'm hoping that was a joke. Like, I saw the meme.
I hope it was, because, I mean, I was sitting there, like, people like, oh, they wouldn't have shot him. I mean, I hope it was just a joke. And then, I mean, all serious, though, the parents, they should be, you know what I'm saying, liable. You know what I'm saying? For something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go into Walmart and you knock down a whole display of wine bottles, they're going to make you pay for that shit. So, you killing an endangered... We had to kill an endangered kid, animal to save your kid. You owe us about $10,000,
$17,000. No, you still chose to pull the trigger.
But still, you have to say... I mean, what they going to do? Like, you know
it's
what I'm
not
saying?
My job. It's not my job. Hey, but I don't know nothing about this. It's not my job.
We That's are like, trained... If somebody happens to fall in, we have a protocol that we save people first, animals second. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
so
you.
If that were the way they could have saved both of them, I think they would have. But in that situation, they had to take Harambe down. And I think because of the negligence of the parents, they should be, you know what I'm saying? They should be held accountable. Civil, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, hey, that's only fair. Like, you know, everybody would be happy.
Fuck that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? People talking about, hey, they should shut zoos down because zoos are imprisoning animals. And this, you're taking them out of their habitat. But... Okay, true indeed. Zoos are good and zoos are bad.
You Why know, are zoos good?
Okay, let's say you got poachers and shit out there. And so we taking these animals that's in danger. We putting them, you know, even though we putting them in like a fucked up space, at least they ain't out there getting shot by, well, they still get shot in the zoo.
I'm about to say, how is this shit good? Like, it's 2016. We have Google now.
But
you
I mean,
can find
but,
out what you need to find out watching the History Channel. Watching the National Geographic, watching Google, watching YouTube. We don't need zoos.
I mean, we don't need zoos, but I feel like, you know, maybe if you put them on, like, what some things called, like a refuge or whatever.
Right.
Where they got plenty of room to run around and, you know, I'm down with that, but we got to, you know what I'm saying? But, like, these poachers, like I'm against hunting, not hunting, killing animals. If you're going to eat the meat, go ahead. I don't mind. But if you just killing fucking bears and lions and shit and you ain't eating no bear steaks and you just got a bear rug on the floor, oh no, I got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but yeah, I do think the parents should be held liable, you know. Some kind of monetary, I don't know. We can't, I mean, you know, like, unless silverbacks are out here fucking somewhere, I don't know what's going on, but you got to pay something. Like, you know, you just can't walk away like, hey, my son got concussion, he okay? Because they have been, she had to get rid of her Facebook. Motherfuckers was going in on her. Boy, that shit was crazy, man.
Right, so she's paying enough. Like, was the enclosure, was there a top on the enclosure?
No, he climbed up under the fence. He did something. Like, he went extra. Like, he right, went extra.
But it was open.
I mean, it's a zoo, right? You mean, you know, right.
So, I mean, but they have gorilla in cages where there's glass. So,
yeah.
The zoo made a choice to put this motherfucker in an open top facility.
Yeah.
And that, well, there you go. There's your liability. Mm. You should put that motherfucker in that glass.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, man. I mean, he crossed the barrier. I feel like the parents are liable. You know, I mean, that's only fair. You can't just walk away scot-free like, you know, oh, my baby okay. We just lost a fucking gorilla, a silverback, endangered species. If I go fishing, it's all right. And the game warden catch me with, and I'm only supposed to have 2 redfish in my motherfucking thing, and I got 10, he gonna find me for having all the redfish.
Hey, man, look, I give no fucks. We just got done watching the dentist go shoot a fucking lion in Africa, and nothing happened. There's no way you're gonna charge my kid for climbing into this shit, being the little curious tyrant that kids are, for climbing into this enclosure and you had to kill him. You could have put him in a glass thing and it would have been good. Now, I'm not paying for shit.
Find nothing. The dude shot, that was the lion, what's his name?
I don't remember his name, but the nigga paid in the court of public opinion. Like, people were mad. But he didn't, nothing happened. And the motherfucker's good. Like, German's Googling right now to find out what happened.
No, I'm not Googling.
But either way, like, personally, as a black man, I feel like we got other shit to worry about. I don't give a fuck about a gorilla in some zoo. I just don't. You said the thing about people hunting. I don't give a fuck about what y'all doing out there. That it's just not my business. If you want to go out there, look, if we want to make it fair, take your ass out to the wild and go hunting. And if you get caught by that lion that you're trying to shoot, hey, that's your ass.
No lion. No. I'm all about primitive hunting.
Right, but you say hunting for sport is bad.
Hunting for sport is horrible. Horrible. I am totally against it. If you just killing, like you said, buddy killed a lion. I've never seen nigga eat lion meat. Niggas out there killing all hippopotamus, elephants. Nigga, eat the fucking meat. Oh, you don't want to eat the meat? You just want the fuck. You killed the whole elephant for the tusk. Oh, all right. Did you see the people that they caught all the poachers with the tusk and shit? And they just burnt all of them and stuff. Yeah. Like, they were just like, nah, we sent the press down. They trying to stop that shit.
I mean, I get it. I just feel like, look, they hunt our black kids in the streets. That's my first focus. I'm not worried about the motherfuckers hunting deer to put the antlers on the wall and shit like that. And not eating the meat. Some people not eating the fucking deer meat.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Hey, I don't give a fuck about that shit, man, personally. Save the kids, man. Like I said before, it was a joke, but I'm half-ass serious. I'm glad that they didn't shoot the kid to save the goddamn gorilla.
Should let the badass down there. That would have made more of a video if they would have seen that little gorilla just rip the little nigga in the shreds.
And then what?
Did you see the dude that jumped in the lion pit butt ass naked?
No.
That was like last week. Like some drunk nigga, he jumped down in the lion pit butt naked. Well, I think he jumped in there with his clothes on first. And then the lion was like, nigga, we ain't studying your ass. Then the nigga got naked and started fucking lions. Oh, lion said, oh, this for real, nigga? Oh, I don't.
The lion ate him?
Nigga, they mauled the shit out of his, but I think they killed the lion. They killed the lion. He still lived. Like, he lived through it. I don't want to live through a lion bite, but them lions was fucking him up, man. I was just like, oh, shit.
So was this at a zoo?
This was in, like, India somewhere, you know, somewhere across the Vietnam. So you know.
He was fucking with the lion. Like,
he was fucking with the lion. Yeah. He was drunk. And they said he wanted to die, so he tried to be in. He jumped in the lion pit like, yes.
Oh, I still don't know how I feel about legal authority stepping in when somebody wants to kill themselves.
I mean, you can't kill your. I don't know. Not at the zoo. You can't kill yourself at the zoo. It's little babies watching.
Man, I'm saying that's life. Like, that's the greatest lesson, right? You always want to tell your kid not to do some shit. Hey, look. Look what happened if you jumped up to lions. You see that? You see how his leg just flew across that barrier? That's why. That's why you don't go down there. You see how he took the whole top half of his body? Don't do that shit. And then you got a lesson forever. You'll never have to whoop that kid. He's 6 years old. Be like, yo, I'm going to take your ass to the zoo. And that motherfucker will act right. Hey, I'm kind of with that, man.
If you're a four-year-old and you just made it through an incident with a silverback gorilla, a nigga can't tell me shit for the rest of my life. Like, mama, you can't say shit. I'm like, mama, I survived a silverback. Sit your ass
down. Not only that, though, he can never act silly with his gal. Oh, motherfucker. So you just up there with a gorilla and it's all good. You think you can do what the fuck you want to? You think you just fuck all these other bitches because you live with a gorilla? Like, it's going to be bad for this dude, man. It's going to be bad for this dude. Speaking of animals and choking and dragging, I guess we got to talk about sports. Put this on the outline as Oklahoma City chokes.
Chokes.
Did they really choke or did they get their ass whooped?
They choked. You do not go up 3-1 in a series. You have three chances to close the door. And in all three of those chances, you had the lead.
Wait, can I say something?
Go ahead.
We're talking about a team that was 73-9, though.
I don't give a fuck.
We're talking about a team that didn't lose back-to-back the entire season.
They lost back-to-back this season, the postseason.
They lost the postseason, but the regular season, that motherfucker didn't lose two games in a row.
Hey,
I'm just saying. Bro,
listen, you had the lead. I mean, that shit was just amazing. For them to force a game 7, like game 6, like you had the motherfuckers. And then Klay Thompson just fucking went ham. Then game 7, it was a ball game. Like y'all was playing y'all style of basketball. And then Klay Thompson and Steph Curry made y'all play their game. And next thing you know, third quarter come around, I lose it again. So yes, Oklahoma choke. Fucking Russell Westbrook, he made me take back everything I said about him being so great. This nigga, he really fucked it up. I don't know what Westbrook be doing. His little out of control, little driving to the basket. You know, you weren't getting fouls, so stop. You know what I'm saying? You got to stop that. Pass it to Kevin Durant. Like, you just, man, that shit was horrible.
See, but that's the problem with that team, and that's always going to be the problem with that team if they come back together, is because both of them motherfuckers make bad decisions in clutch times. Mm. They both do. Westbrook is always an asshole. The point is, though, he ends up with a double-double by the half most times.
Exactly.
So even though he makes bad decisions, it still works out. But when you got him and KD making bad decisions, hey man, it's hard to win that way, bruh. It's hard to win that way. Now, the third quarter of the last game, though, that might have been the craziest shit I've ever seen. Well, second crazy shit. Klay Thompson in the third quarter of the previous game was the craziest shit that I saw. Like, Klay Thompson ended up with that game with, like, what was it, 10 3-pointers on 11. 12 attempts? That's fucking. He was lights.
18.
That's fucking. And
they said he should have been 13 out of 18 because he missed 2 wide open ones.
That shit is fucking crazy. So I was like, God damn, they came back and made this shit happen. And then the first half, I was like, yo, this. Hey, okay, so he might go ahead and pull us out like they're supposed to. But then that third quarter happened, nigga. I think they got like doubled up on. I feel like they scored like 12 points.
They was up 13.
Right. So
and Klay hit like 4 threes in a row. Right. And then next thing you know, it was like a 1-point game. Like then Steph Curry just went start going like Steph and Klay just went dumb. And then third quarter, I was just like, yo. Like, I mean, it made me so angry. Like I made a post on Facebook watching like, I really don't watch style of basketball. Like, niggas just shoot too many threes. Like, it's disgusting. And I'm a Duke fan, and we shoot a lot of threes, and that shit makes me upset. So it's like watching Duke in the NBA, but God damn, man. Like,
they got that ass for, man. So now there's several questions on the table. Number one, does KD come back?
Yes.
For, like, a contract? Like, we're talking about multiple years?
He's probably going to sign, like, a short deal, like a 1-2-year deal like LeBron did, because, you know, that new CBA coming out. And so, he'll be able to get like $220 million or some shit like that.
Yeah, but you got to make better choices, man. KD's foot is hurt every other season, so you need to go ahead and lock that shit up for 5-6 years if you can.
But no. They said, you know, it's all about the money. He going to sign a short deal. You know, Russell will be a free agent next year. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, both of them going, you know, then they'll re-up at the same time. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah, but if he ends up hurting his fucking foot again, going into a contract, then he's fucked up. He's gonna fuck up his money. So just go ahead and do the 5 or 6. You just ended up damn near making it to the finals.
But when they do the new TV deal, like you don't want to fuck yourself though, man. They said this man might get paid $40 million a year, dog.
How much you gonna get paid if he break his fucking foot again?
You still gonna get $40 million.
You're not gonna get $40 million if you break that foot again.
Yeah, look, it's a foot. It's basketball. As long as your arm's working, man, we'll take it, man.
Get the entire fuck out of here. That shit ended Yao Ming's career. Man, he just had plantar fasciitis. He just had plantar fasciitis. This was just a muscle injury.
And look, and we all know that Chinese people didn't do no. Stop. Come on, man.
Stop.
No, y'all had no muscle at all.
Stop. It's the bottom of his foot. It's a tendon, man. Stop. But KD has got bone issues, bro. That's why his
skinny as fuck.
Well, obviously.
But KD's like 7 feet and don't even weigh 200 pounds. Like, yo, that's weird shit. How you that tall and you only weigh 200? Like, I could body slam KD. Like, what, nigga?
Oh, he's definitely slammable. He's definitely slammable. By anybody, like, if you 5'6 and up, you can slam KD. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, man, like I said, you can't be a grown man and be under 200 pounds, man. I don't understand it. I'm just to humor myself, I'm going to see how much Kevin Durant weighs.
You know, I was watching the Snapchat of his brother. It's a dude that he's got kids and shit. He's got a YouTube channel. Cool dude. He was tripping balls the other day because he weighed 198.
Man.
And I was like, you a grown ass man, dog? Like, you supposed to. He's like, man, it's too heavy. It's too much.
Heavy.
He wanted to lose weight. He stopped eating and started juicing. I was like, bruh, you a grown ass man.
It's IG models that weigh more than him.
Bruh.
Man, what?
Right. Right. Motherfucking
Kevin Durant is listed at 240 pounds. Bitch, where?
I don't.
LeBron is listed at 240 pounds.
Now, okay, so both of them lying. LeBron about 300 pounds.
Now, LeBron about 240 now. Like, when he was in Miami, when he was on the HGH, he was about 300 then.
I'd be shocked that he's 240, nigga. He's 6'8".
Yeah.
I believe he weighs more than 240, nigga. But KD definitely ain't no 240.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, so make your finals picks, all right. We got the Cavs, Warriors, rematch of last the 2015 finals. You know, this year, last year, LeBron James got jumped by 5 dudes. You know what I'm saying? This year, he came back on the block, brought his crew with him. You know what I'm saying? Throwing his hands up like, now what, bitch? Let's do this again. I just want to see LeBron James get his fair one. That's all I want to see. You know what I'm saying? I want LeBron to win because I'm really tired of this Warriors bullshit. Tired of looking at Steve Kerr face like he's the greatest coach of all time. I'm tired of niggas saying Steph Curry is the greatest. Just the other day, Skip fucking Bayless said Steph Curry is the greatest closer since Michael Jordan.
We gotta stop this. Greatest.
I said, whoa, how long he been closing? So, all right, 2 years?
We gotta stop this bullshit, man.
So then the dude just retired named Kobe Bean Bryant. When he a closer?
That's what I thought.
Has LeBron ever closed anybody? Yes.
I'm just saying, Steph Curry got one ring.
Dog, dude, argue me down in the little sports group yesterday on Facebook. Steph is the greatest shooter of all time. I said, y'all saying that is doing a disservice to niggas like Reggie Miller and Ray Allen who made careers of shooting the ball. Like, I was like, Reggie Miller did it for years, not just 2 years. He did it for years. Allen did it for years, not just 2 years. He did it for years. Then the nigga gonna say, Steph done stuff that they ain't never done. I said, well, damn, they 1-2 on the 3-point list. You know what I'm saying? So what has he done?
Like, right, just slow down. Just appreciate that motherfucker's shooting a lot of threes and he's hitting a lot of them motherfuckers. And it's great. I don't know.
That, 250.
I still think they're lying. I think LeBron is a solid 280, bro.
And then, but I mean, he lost a little weight, he slimmed down when he went vegan or something. He came back.
But he's fucking 6'8", and his shoulders are as big as his head. This fucking 260 is a goddamn lie. 250 is a fucking lie, bro.
But do you know Steph Curry is 15th all time in 3-pointers?
So he's not even in the top 10 or top 5 conversation.
No, that lets you know right then at how much volume he shoots. Because already he is 15th all time in 3-pointers.
Yeah, but what's his percentage though?
Oh, he's probably like 38-40%.
Right. So I mean, he's knocking him down. I'm not gonna be mad if you shoot a lot and hit him. But is he still behind Larry Bird?
Let's see.
Because if he's still behind Larry Bird, then the conversation's done.
Like I said, then it's done. Let's see.
Fuckers, it's so disrespectful to Larry Bird.
Where's Larry Bird? Whoa.
Don't give me the woe like he's Larry Bird 20th or no shit.
Larry Bird, shit. He ain't. Shit. Where's Larry Bird at? God damn.
So he's past Larry Bird.
Whoa, wait, man. Look, Larry Bird. Shit, Kevin Durant passed. Mo Williams has passed Larry Bird.
In the 3 points?
J.J. Redick has passed Larry Bird.
In 3-pointers?
Yes, I'm still looking for Larry Bird on this list.
Hold on, man. This shit sounds fraudulent as fuck.
Chris Paul has passed Larry Bird. Where's Larry Bird at?
You sure you got that shit sorted right?
Bro, I'm looking at the list. It's got... Where the fuck is Larry Bird? Remember, dog, they ain't shoot threes like that back in the day, man. This is something new. Larry Bird is 189 on the list, man.
Of 3-pointers?
Yes. Larry Bird only hit 649 threes.
Yeah, Steph did that shit last season. Oh, exactly.
Like, but, in 2 years, he already passed Larry Bird.
But this motherfucker's still not top 10.
Nope. Right. He is, let's see. Damn, Rafer Austin got more threes than Larry Bird.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he number 15. No, he's moved up. I'm sorry. No, Steph Curry is number 19. I take that back.
Number 19.
Yeah. Above him is Jason Richardson, J.R. Smith, Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, Dale Ellis, Peja, Rashard Lewis, Kobe, Chauncey, Iso Joe, Kyle Korver, Jamal Crawford, Vince Carter, Jason Kidd, Paul Pierce, Jason Terry, Reggie Miller, and Ray Allen.
God damn.
Yeah. So people, man, let's just chill with that. Steph is the great. I mean, let Steph do it for 5 years first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have no problem saying he's a great shooter. He is a great shooter. Sometimes I sit there and watch him, but y'all keep saying he the best ever. Like, y'all just stop. Stop. He ain't been doing it that long, man.
Nah, I agree with that. Like I said, greatness is consistency. It's over time. So you just slow that shit down. He could be the hottest player right now. You know what I'm saying? He could be the Lil Wayne of the moment. That's cool. But don't start calling that motherfucker Biggie. Just stop it. So who's your pick though? Are you picking Golden State or are you picking the Cavs?
Well, I'm going Cleveland, man. LeBron James, man. This is gonna start. LeBron's gonna win 3 rings in Cleveland. Three of the next 5. He gonna play in 5 finals in a row, including this one. So this is gonna start the run of 5. And he gonna win 3 and lose 2.
No,
I got LeBron James finish his career 5-6 in the finals. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. It's not going to happen. Look, so first of all, I want to pick the Cavs for several reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cavs would have to be better at being OKC than OKC. And I don't know that they're able to do that.
So let me ask you a question. Last year in the finals, it was 5-on-1. LeBron won 2 games, damn near won 3. So you don't think with his extra help, he'd be able to win 2 more games?
I don't know that Kyrie and Love are the help that people think they are.
I think they are.
I think Kyrie's great on the offensive end. I think that Steph is going to make that motherfucker look retarded. I think Love might actually be a liability in this series. He's going to get locked the fuck down.
Look, all Love really needs to do is somebody need to frustrate Draymond Green. Get him 1 flagrant. That's all he needs. Get him out of there. 1 tech.
But I'm going to call it.
Bro, all he needs is a double tech. All he needs is 1 double tech. He's out of there.
He should have had it by now. But that's my point. Like, it's like it not called him. Like, he done lined some pockets. He's kicking
it. Hey, that 1 game where he flexed on the nigga in his face. Like, that was supposed to be a bat. Like,
he's kicking people the nuts. He's doing arm drags. He's headbutting. Like, this motherfucker is violent on the court.
Yes. Like, I was like, how did Sam Adams, how did, what's the dude's name?
Steven Adams.
Like, how he get called for a foul on that? Like, bitch, I got pulled down. Like,
what? That motherfucker did a hip toss from WWE, and it's cool? Y'all just let that shit ride because he hit his head? Hey, man, look, I don't know. I would like to say that the Cavs win this because, I'm tired of the Golden State shit. I understand that fans come out of the woodwork when your team is winning. Like, if you've been low-key rocking for a team for a minute, they start getting hot, you're like, oh, shit. Or you from a city, you're like, oh, shit. But this motherfucker's in New York that's like, go Golden State. Like, it's a dude that I follow right now on Instagram that has been customizing shoes for a long-ass time. And he used to talk shit about the Under Armour, Stephen Curry. He used to talk shit about those shoes. They ended up sliding him like 20 pairs of shoes. Now he's all team Golden State.
Of course.
And it pisses me the fuck off. Like, I understand that's where your bread is buttered, but say that.
Yeah.
Don't be out here like, oh, we got this shit. Golden State all day, baby. No. We've seen it. We got the receipts. We can just go back and look at how you used to talk about the shoes and people doing the same thing for Golden State. I had never seen a Golden State shirt before last season.
Bro, you would never see the Golden State shirt. I mean, where you know why. Like, this is a dude from Detroit. From Detroit now. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, man, Golden State, we gonna do it. Nigga, I ain't never met a nigga from Detroit that ain't like the Detroit teams.
Right.
Like, never.
Like Atlanta, baby. Detroit and Atlanta, you know, I rocks with y'all fans because y'all go hard to paint for y'all city teams. For the most part.
Yeah, like, look, we might be the suckiest fans. You know, we going to show up while they winning. When they losing, we ain't going to no fucking game. Like, fuck them niggas, man. But they still pull for them. But a nigga from Detroit saying he a Warriors fan, we were just like, bro, just say you a Steph Curry fan. Nah, bro, I've been with the Warriors for a minute, way before Steph. Stop fucking lying.
Stop lying, bro.
The Warriors have never given you anything to cheer about before Steph Curry.
Nothing. Except maybe the Lightning uniform, if you want to like that shit. Because they had the little Lightning mascot shit.
That shit was ugly as fuck. But the nigga look like Iron Man on that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of, man. Hey, that's the only thing I can think of, bro. That shit was terrible. So, I'd like to pick the Cavs. I just don't know.
Cavs in six.
Hey, this would be good for LeBron. But I don't think that LeBron is going to stay. If LeBron wins, he's out.
Why? If anything, look, LeBron wins, he'll retire like Jim Brown.
Hey, he's not fucking retiring. First of all, he's not retiring.
I mean, he's not
going to leave Cleveland. He's gonna leave Cleveland. He's out, bro. Look, he got you your ring. That's his promise he made when he came back. He doesn't like playing there. He doesn't like Dan Gilbert. He doesn't like the motherfucking team, if you want to be honest. Damn. He wants to play with his boys. If Wade plays another season, he wants to play with Wade. He wants to help Carmelo get a ring. Hey.
LeBron, look, you can't help everybody.
Like, that's the fuck already, he can. That's the problem. He can't.
No, he needs to understand that. Like, you tell him, oh, I want to play with Wade. And I mean, fuck all that. You and Wade done that before. Wade old and broke down. You don't need another nigga you got to carry around. Like, no,
hey,
LeBron.
If that's your people, though, if you have fun, if the best time of your life is playing with your boy, pause, then that's what you're going to do if you got the liberty to do it, especially for the money.
You know who LeBron boy really is?
Who?
The nigga that been with him through all six straight finals. James fucking Jones. That's his boy.
James Jones might be his bitch.
Hey, James Jones, LeBron, he follows LeBron anywhere. LeBron's like, yo, I need a 12 spot on the roster. Let me call James real quick. James, what you doing? Nothing. Shit, hey, you think come to Cleveland? No problem. Like, James Jones and LeBron James are them the only two niggas outside of the Celtics team or whatever, and they played in six straight finals.
Hey, man, look, he might be the smartest motherfucker out there, but that ain't his friend. You know what I'm saying? That's not your people. I can see James, Carmelo, and Wade getting together doing this shit again somewhere else.
I can't see, because LeBron and Carmelo cannot play on the same team.
First of all, Carmelo's not a winner.
Yeah, look, Lala not letting Carmelo leave New York, first of all.
You don't think so?
Hell no. She run that shit. That's the only reason why he didn't leave. Because she wasn't going to let that shit happen. She like, you know, she's a socialite and she's Kim Kardashian of the East. And she's not leaving.
You don't even fuck with New York like that. So if you had the choice between New York and L.A., you going to L.A.
You know why I'm going to L.A.?
Why?
Medicinal marijuana.
Okay. Hey, fuck the reason. The reason is what it is. But if you get to be LeBron and you get to make the Lakers great, you get to bring Dwayne Wade out there, if you know, because it beats the beach, that'll work. You get Carmelo out there to L.A., I'm just saying, it's a fucking win.
I'd rather play with KD than Carmelo.
I don't disagree with you. But if I'm LeBron
and Carmelo play the same position.
Okay, LeBron could play any position.
But I mean, you know, he want to be a wingman.
That team, LeBron would be a point.
What?
If you get LeBron to go where he can have Carmelo or KD and Dwayne Wade, he's going to run point. He ran point in Miami. Right, he ran a point in Miami. For what? Half the time he was there?
He didn't run the point. No, they had a guy named Chalmers there.
That nigga started at point for half the season. Chalmers was suspended for like the first half of some shit. Or injured. So he already ran the point. So he'll run the fucking point. But yeah, I don't think LeBron's... If he wins, LeBron's out.
He's not going nowhere, man. Listen, man. LeBron win. He eats in the, he eats free in the state of Ohio forever.
He still will eat free in the state of Ohio forever.
No, niggas still want LeBron to pay. But he win this title, LeBron getting the key to the city. He can run for governor. Listen, LeBron's gonna have a politic. I mean, he's gonna be bigger than GQ Blue. You know what I'm saying?
And none of that shit will change when he switches teams. Cleveland has
for the week. Hey, first loser of the week is GQ Blue. He cut his fucking beard off. He walk around with a rape face.
On purpose.
On purpose. Like on purpose. He like he was like, yo, I was shaving and I got scared and I boom and I nicked myself. So I no, this nigga cut it off. So I'm trying to make it grow evenly and stuff. No, Blue, it's never gonna grow back now, man.
Hey,
you're done.
Trust and believe. As my beard struggles to grow back in the second or third week, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Look, he ain't. Hey, look, the selfie king ain't put a picture up either. Take the silhouettes and shit, and you like, nah, nigga, we want to see the Ray face.
he went from slow music and cooking to the hair to nothing. This nigga ain't been acting on shit.
Like in art shows, just showing art and shit.
This nigga ain't even tweeting no more. He's like, fuck it, I'm out. Cut the camera off. Cut the camera off. I'm out.
I've been trying to catch a glimpse of it. I told nigga, don't speak to me till he at least get some stubble, nigga. I'm like, nah, bro.
Man, this shit is rough. Like, you could at least save the goatee or something. That's what you had when you started with the fro. You could at least save the goatee, but nah, you cut it all the way off on purpose.
Drake got these niggas tripping out here, man.
Hey, he was playing Drake last time we heard some audio. He's playing Drake. Some other shit to talk about. Like, we jumping around, and this is what it is. Yeah. I want to talk about this Troy Ave situation.
Troy Ave!
So, what the fuck is the full story now? Because I keep hearing back and forth. It's not. It didn't happen like people said it happened.
Well, look, nobody really knows how it happened. This is what we do know, people. We know it was a concert, a T.I. concert going on.
First
part. And Troy Ave got into it with some other dudes. They seen those shots ringing out. Now, we are not. This is the part where it all gets murky. Did Troy Ave shoot himself? Did he get shot by the other guy? And was he shooting back in retaliation from getting shot? Like, everything is fucking crazy. Nobody knows what exactly happened. You know, a lot of rumors are being started saying that, you know, Tax Stone was talking shit to one of Troy boys and he the reason why. You know, a whole bunch of rumors are just flying. Niggas saying Mano and Troy got beef. And Mano said, nah, that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a whole lot going on. But we do know this. New York City, you can't have a fucking gun. You know what I'm saying? Troy Ave is caught on camera licking shots off in a club. So that right there is enough to get him in jail for about 5 to 10. You know what I'm saying? Then he shot himself. So, you know, that's another 10 years in New York. So, yeah, Troy Ave is probably done. Like, the woman on news called him the other day. She called him Troy Avenue. That shit was so funny. It was like, Troy Avenue. I was like, who the fuck is that?
like, who the fuck are you talking about? But that's what happens when you get these other motherfuckers reporting shit.
Yes. So Troy Ave, man. So hopefully he didn't cheddar Bob himself. If he did, you know, New York hold this L. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got to stop going to New York with your shit. Just leave that shit alone. There was even one of the officers was talking about this shit. I forget who the fuck he was. I think it was probably that black dude that always shows up on Fox. Because they always bring him out to talk shit. This is, you know, there's a problem with hip-hop and violence. And you get all these thugs that become rappers and you think that they do better with themselves. And they don't. And look. First of all, as a culture, the American culture, we love violence.
We love guns in America.
We love it. Stop putting this shit on hip-hop.
It's the reason why they sell guns in Walmart in certain states.
Hey, motherfucker, Walmart, Target.
Sporting goods stores. Like, we love the Second Amendment. People, like, the NFA, what they call this, the NRA or whatever.
Yeah, NRA.
Them niggas run America. No president get elected if they say, nah, something about guns. Oh, your ass ain't. We love guns. So it's not a hip-hop problem with guns.
Nah,
like,
that's what they do out here.
1973 on Sedgwick and whatever street is.
Sedgwick, Cedar. Cedar and Sedgwick. Yeah, shit didn't happen.
Popping off way before then, nigga.
Columbus didn't roll over here with no motherfucking Glock. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't listening to hip-hop. He came over here, was killing people. And it wasn't hip-hop based. Just stop it. I don't even know what to say about this. Like, I'm so tired of hearing rappers and guns. Like, whether it be the truth, whether it be the myth, whether it be the accusation, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired. Like, I'm about to put in the fucking old LL CD and just vibe out because I want to hear this shit. I'm tired, man. Like, I'm almost an advocate of the tight, the skinny jeans, and bright color hip hop. Like, let's start playing all pimp, everything pimp. I'm tired of this shit.
I mean, you know, speaking of music, Jay-Z dropped a new song. He was featured on Pusha T song, Drug Dealers Anonymous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pusha T been rapping about fucking drugs for how long?
Hey, man. Look, I ain't gonna lie. Jay took it back. But still, like, that's not what we need right now.
The timing is questionable.
Yeah, the timing. We don't need no more coke songs, ho. Like, we gotta... I mean, hoe was spitting, you know what I'm saying? But it was just like, come on, man. Oh, yeah, we got a DMCA complaint about that, too. I don't know if it's still on the site or not.
For having the song up?
Yeah. It's the title player. Like, I mean, I don't get it. Like, these people, I don't understand it, man.
I don't even know what the fuck the point of this shit is anymore. Like,
it's like all over the internet. Are you sending one to every website that got that shit on there?
Exactly. Like, take this down, even though we gave it away for free. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
I mean, damn, this is a title player on our site. This play. It's not like we like, yo, download the song from here. No, you can only listen to it. That's it.
Some of that shit's got to be just self-check. Like, it's just a bot going out there check. Anytime the song go up, they just send a letter. Because, what the fuck? Speaking of timing, right on the heels of a song about cocaine and a shooting in the club, Roots was remastered. have you watched the original Roots? Have you seen Roots?
Unfortunately, yes.
Did you watch the new Roots?
Hell no.
Why'd you watch the new Roots?
I'm not watching that bullshit. First of all, once I found out Roots was a fabricated story, it took all the luster away from it. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, bruh, I don't want to see no more slave movies. Like, bruh, like, get black people all upset. Yeah, y'all need to, that's our history. Y'all want to forget about slavery. That's what they want y'all to believe, sweeping under the rug. Nobody's saying we forgetting about slavery, but I don't want to goddamn be reminded every time it's a cinema, like some movie about blacks, it's about slaves. Like, shit, how many slave movies can they make? How many different slave movies can they make, bro? Like, let us know the shit was fucked up. We know the shit was fucked up. But the young kids don't know that. Yes, they fucking do. Like, shit. Y'all just... They don't, y'all want to forget about it. We don't want to forget about it, but I don't want to sit here and watch a fucking movie with white people saying nigga, 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 and beat niggas with whips and shit. Like, that shit ain't fucking
look,
cool.
Look. That's when America was great. I want to make America great again. Bring back the whips. Cut off the foots. That's what we need to do. Yay, Roots. I'm going to get Roots tattooed on my back. I love Roots. Thank you, Kuta. Yes, Roots.
Is he? And that's the whole thing. Like, I mean, can we get a movie about black people being royalty or some shit? Like, God damn. Can y'all make a movie that, I mean, it can still be doing that time and shit, but show about black. I mean, we ain't got to see niggas getting their head busted and legs cut off and, you know, being yes or master and all.
You need to be humble, okay? And that's why we have Roots. You should be glad that we brought you over here. We saved you. We gave you land. We gave you jobs. Mm. And you should be happy that we're letting you live here on our land. White power. Hey, this shit is fucked up, man. Look.
Yeah. And then, like, niggas, I'm so, if y'all can listen to, if y'all can watch gangster movies and World Star, y'all can watch Roots. I'm just like, what? Like, I mean, if you post, like, niggas just, I'm done, man. I'm not watching. Not at all.
So there's definitely been think pieces about why Roots is important. And why black people need to stop saying that we don't want to watch any more slave movies. Look, I'm not sophisticated enough to even tackle that conversation.
I mean, neither. But I'm black enough to.
And I think that's what it is. You know, there have been studies. And I thought about this before I even heard about the studies, which is weird shit. But there have been studies done that show that trauma is passed down through DNA.
Exactly.
So, which means that my kid, you know, saying that I was linked to slavery at some point, right? My kids could end up watching a movie like Roots and be really fucked up about it. Exactly. And not know why. And I kind of feel that way. Like, I'm not saying that I'm directly linked to any slaves. I don't know what the fuck my ancestry is. Most black people don't. Okay? You just gotta pick up wherever you can and that's what you go with. I don't know my roots. But I know that I don't want to see Roots. It's not in my wheelhouse. I saw Glory. I saw part of the original Roots. That was enough for me, so fuck that. I've seen Mississippi Burning. I've seen enough shit that I don't want to watch it anymore. There's no nuanced way for you to convey the story to me anymore. I don't want to see the shit.
Amistad, all that, but I don't want to see no more of that shit.
Amistad was
real. Rosewood.
Oh, God. I forgot about that shit.
12 Years a Slave.
Man, look here, man.
I'm done. I mean, Django, look, even Django was bad. They tried to make humor about it, like, so that's okay? Like, nah, man, I'm good, man.
The only reason Django worked is because he was blowing people's heads off.
Exactly. That was finally, like, you know what I'm saying? He still, look, it still had the slave, like, they still got down, the slave shit was in there, but, you know, you got to see the slave win. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was, but.
That was it. But every time a motherfucker says nigga and he got on the little bolo tie or some shit like that, it makes me jump, like, I can't even explain.
Talking about the colonel, the
KFC. Yeah, when they got the KFC tie on and shit, when they say nigga like that, I jump. I can't, I was never around that shit, but it just don't feel good to my goddamn soul. I don't want to see that shit. And that's, hey, if you made the movie, you directed the movie, you high on it, good for you. But I want to see some more shit like Mansa Musa or some shit, or some Shaka Zulu shit. Show me some shit where black folks was running shit. Let me see that. Make a movie about Black Wall Street when the times were good. Make a Harlem Nights. Make another Harlem Nights. Do Harlem Nights Part 2.
Make a movie about the Harlem Renaissance and just showing, I mean, you know, just like, it could be during that time frame, but just let black people be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? It can still be about the struggle, but damn, let them be champions. Like, black people did more than just being slaves. Like, niggas act like that's why history started, slavery. True indeed, the black American, that's why history started with slavery. But we had shit before then. Like, we can go back and do the research, man, and it's just, it pisses me off.
This shit is way overdone. So that's not a shot at Roots or people who like Roots. Good for you. I'm not the motherfucker to have the nuanced conversation about why it's important and all this shit. I know I don't want to watch it. Okay? For you Hotep niggas, don't come for me. I'm not here for that conversation.
You want to cook a pig's ass? You want to eat pig's ass?
Oh my God, that video, bro.
So you want to eat chicken feet?
It's like, when it started, I was like, oh, not this. Not. And I saw it first of all. Look.
The outfit threw me. I was like, he got a Saint Laurent outfit on him.
That nigga did have with a purple dashiki and shit. I was like, what the fuck is this nigga wearing? So you want to wake up in the morning, you would need an egg. So you got this chicken fetus. First of all, that's not what a chicken egg is.
And he did. That's what you want to eat.
That's not what an egg is, but let's carry on. Then you want to eat
some oil. Like, who fries it? Who cooked chicken and egg? I mean, oil.
Like, all of that shit. Like, the first 10 minutes of your shit was wrong. It was completely wrong. The pig's ass.
They give you butter. Like, fry my egg in a wall?
You know, personally, when I put bacon in the skillet, it's just bacon.
Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck you add an oil for. And in America, most of the bacon comes from the stomach. It's the belly of the pig. It's not the ass.
I thought the ham was the ass.
Yeah. But you're... Hey, like, I didn't even... And then you got milk. So you got to warm it up because who wants cold milk? Nigga, everybody wants cold milk. Who the fuck is warming up milk?
Nigga, you, oh my, your curdled ass stomach. That's why your stomach's fucked up, because you warming that milk up, you dumbass nigga. All that fucking grease. Like, yeah, anybody eat like that every morning? Yeah, you deserve to die. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was just pouring oil. I was just like, God damn.
And then my homegirl came in and she ran a comment and I was like, look, you don't even eat meat, so I understand why you rock with this shit. But don't call it truth, because it's not. The first 10 minutes was all wrong. It was completely wrong. That shit was funny though. I guess talking about cooking, we should talk about cookout rules, right?
Yes, man. You know, people, Memorial Day was just this past Monday. And Memorial Day is the official kickoff to the cookout season. Depends on where you live at. Some people, like, you know, live near Saul Wright. Like, his neighbor been cooking out all year. You know what I'm saying? The neighbor he hates. But hey, cookout rules, Saul Wright. If you're invited to a cookout and they ask you to bring something, no, excuse me. If you're invited to a cookout, ask the person, hey, do I need to bring anything? Because, hey, you just don't show up to a cookout empty-handed. That's very rude. You know, at least bring a bag of ice, cups, plates and shit. And then if you're throwing a cookout, don't ask niggas to bring meat. Because then you ain't throwing no fucking cookout, bitch. Like, you know, hey, can you bring some chicken? What? Bitch, it's your cookout. I'll bring some tater chips, some canned sodas. And niggas be tripping talking about some, if you bring canned sodas, don't bring the cheap sodas. Personally, I like the cheap sodas. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes
I like
that shit tastes better.
It's something about the, hey, at a cookout, them shits do taste better. You can keep your expensive ass drinks, your Mountain Dews and Pepsis. Give me Dr. Perky. You know, give me, that what is it called? Lightning. It's like, it's not Mountain Dew. It's called like lightning something. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Look,
let's keep it all the way funky. If you out of the cookout for a couple hours, the real sodas that y'all buy, the Cokes and the shit like that, those end up flat.
Exactly.
They end up flat faster, but the motherfucking Walmarts and Aldi, if y'all know about Aldi, Aldi man, soda,
yes, the Czech brand, the Black Cherry, man. God damn, that shit fire.
I have never had a bad Black Cherry soda.
Man, that's like the best summertime cookout drink. Like the white boy, we were throwing a cookout, this white dude at work, telling him about the Black Cherries, and he was skeptical at first. Then the motherfucker took that first sip, and he was just like, oh, man. That's delicious. That's what I tried to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
You got to know. You got to know. Black Cherry, cream soda ain't bad. I've really been on that ginger ale kick lately, man.
Oh, yeah. I ain't been drinking soda. In the last 2 months, I've been drinking nothing but my lemon water. It's all right, man. I swear to God, I feel like a new man.
Okay, but you don't mean nothing but lemon water. You mean outside of alcohol.
Well, I mean, I don't drink alcohol. First of all, sorry, you try to make me seem like I'm an alcoholic.
I'm not. I just said, you know, those are the two drinks that you have. There's alcohol.
Well, okay, when drinking for, you're right, outside of the couple of beers and shots of liquor I done had, nothing but water, man. Lemon water, man. I feel great, man.
So you feel like that's reversing the effects of weed and alcohol?
I think it's actually helping me out because it's like, you know, I feel like, you know, I drink so much water a day. You know, I go to the bathroom like 20 times and it just, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, my sweat even feel cleaner. Like, it just, I feel different, dog.
Well, that's what your body's supposed to do. Like, all you motherfuckers doing the detox, look, I am not a doctor, but most of the motherfuckers that's doing these detoxes aren't doctors either. It's nutritionists. If you want your body to detox, eat food. Drink water. Your body is made to detox shit. That's what it does. That's why you sweat.
Body is a self-healing organism.
That's why you piss. That's why you shit. That's why you sweat. It's getting that shit out. Just saying.
Yeah.
But cookout rules. Bring some shit.
Yes.
What other cookout rules?
Bring some shit. Oh, take home plates. All right. I got a rule.
Oh, here we go. I just had a cookout tomorrow. I know how you about to say this.
And I seen some shit that kind of pissed me off. Like, if you had my cookout, bro, you can eat as much as you want. I don't give a shit. But if you ate like 3-4 plates while you sitting here, you can't take a plate home.
Okay, now wait. You're the person who makes a take-home plate first.
Yes.
So if you make your plate first and then you eat 3-4 plates,
I'm not, you know, hey, but it's, don't like, man, this dude said he ate like 4-5 plates. Then he had a take-home plate. And I'm just sitting there. Look, it was so bad. My wife had to put food up because she seen how it was going. She was just like, God damn, let me put some food up because these niggas come through like savages. A nigga bought a whole Wu-Tang with him and didn't bring shit. You know, so like I said, you fam, I don't mind, but it's like, come on, bro. Come on now. And they go, oh, man, I would have bought something. You would have bought something. Nigga, it ain't late. You know what I'm saying?
So, what we saw snap was the remnants of the party because they were all holed up in the garage. Like, your snap.
Oh, yeah, that was just like after I got the cooking.
We were the stragglers. That was the stragglers.
That was just, you know, hey, look, I actually made the kid, like, it was some real shit. Kids, you got to dance on command. So I was like, hey, come on out here, do these dances.
Damn.
But that's what all that was.
God damn. I don't know the last time I've been, matter of fact, I do. Like, a real legit cookout barbecue. The one, family, I feel like when it's just a small family, like my brother, my mom, sister-in-law, that shit don't count. We were just grilling. But the last time I had a legit cookout was over my boy's house. And did the kids dance? Yes. Yes. Did people bring stuff? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did people take? Yes. So all of that, yeah, that's all accurate. That's about right.
Had a lady from St. Louis. She came. She bought some St. Louis chicken. It was spicy as a motherfucker. Okay. It was St. Louis, Kansas City. It was one of them two. That shit was spicy as a bitch. Like, man.
She must have brought you some Lee's or some shit. But the funny thing is, if she got the Lee's recipe, which is how most of the motherfuckers cook, it's actually a New Orleans-based recipe, which is why it would be spicy. So that shit makes sense.
Yeah.
What are the cookout rules you got?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Take parking? Home plates. Is parking a rule? Can we talk about parking at cookouts?
Parking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't pull in the driveway.
Oh, why not? It's your house.
Nigga, pull on the street. I might, look. The cook, I might have to leave and go somewhere. Now you got to move cars. Don't pull in my driveway, man.
I feel like that's the safest place to park. Like, don't block other people's shit.
Look, well, I mean, just I'd rather you park on the side on the street. You know what I'm saying? That way you can leave when you want to leave. You can get out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's see. More cooking rules. Let's see. Covered that. Yeah, we covered about everything. The basics.
What about
weed? Oh, yeah. What about weed? I mean, you know. Then, like, yeah. Vegetarians, man. Stay the fuck away from a cookout, man.
Oh, this is important.
Unless it's an all-vegetarian cookout. Like, don't come to my house with your shit. Like, could you scrape the grill off because I'm going to cook these veggie burgers, these quinoa burgers. No, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck on, man.
So do they just not come, or do they bring their own separate little grill and fire that bitch up? Like, do you
just don't fork? No, you just don't come. You don't come.
Like, man, I don't, vegans no, can't cook out? That's cold-blooded, huh? Man. Vegans can't come to the cookout?
Hell no, nigga. I'm burning meat right here. You're a paw right now. Like, okay. Chicken, sausage, man. Chicken, sausages, ribs, hamburgers, hot dogs. Like, you should have been appalled, right? Like, what the fuck? All these dead animals, man. Because I cooked probably about, man, I cooked a lot of fucking food Monday, bro. And that shit got gone, bitch. Like, the next day, I was looking for some leftovers, nigga. I had 3 hamburgers, like 5 hot dogs, and like 6 pieces of chicken, nigga. I said, I can't feed nobody with this.
So, before we get to TV talk, let's wrap up the cooking rules with this question. How do you properly construct your first plate?
You know, me, I'm all about no bones. So my first plate, I usually get a hamburger, a hot dog, some baked beans, you know. Look, I like that first plate, you know, I really try to get a little bit of everything. And then if anything was real good, I go back and get that on my second plate, just a little bit. You know, because usually, especially if I cook, I really don't eat that much when I'm cooking. Because it's like, it's something about you cooking, that smoke just take your appetite away or something. I don't get it. Like, it's just... I just want to take a shower after I get through cooking. I just want to take a shower and relax, and then I might eat a little something. And plus, when you're cooking on the grill, you're eating while you're cooking. Like, you might cook some shit. You might just
Hey, and if you want to get, you want to make sure that you get some goddamn macaroni and cheese and sweet potatoes, make that your 2 biggest scoops on the first plate.
Yeah,
by the time you go back the second time, it's a wrap.
Yeah, mac and cheese always go first.
Yeah, that shit is done. Motherfucking sweet potatoes be done. So just go ahead. You almost need a plate. Just get a plate of just that. If you want to make sure you get some, because it's going to be a wrap. Now you make me want some goddamn barbecue, and I'm not even a barbecue type cat.
You know, it's a difference, people, between grilling and barbecuing. Grilling is just hamburgers and hot dogs. Now you grilling.
Hey, did I tell you that the motherfucker... I don't think I told the people about my neighbor downstairs. Or I told them about him. You said this sound like you.
So my BFF, man. That's the Texas King Germ right there, man.
Did I tell you that I actually had to eat some of the food?
Good, great. Good job, man. Y'all becoming friends now, man.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was the absolute worst grilled food I've ever had.
Can I ask you a question? Is he white?
No.
Oh, he's not white?
No, he's not white. He does have a white wife.
Oh, that solves it right there.
But now, so he called me. Used my usual routine. I work from home. I work at nights. Got off work. Was going to get some grub. Motherfucker caught me coming out. Hey, what's up, bro? You know, you trying to chat. So I'm like, fuck. Don't want to be an asshole. So we chat. You gonna come here, man? I got some burgers. Last time you said burgers, it was easy to turn you down because you had like 9 people out there. So it was like, nah, fuck your party. I'm good. But now it's just me and you, mano y mano. I'm like, sure. So I go in there. You got the 2 burgers. You got the baked beans. I'm like, all right, you know, we chatted up. So now I'm like, fuck. Got this food. Hopefully it's good. He just saved me a couple dollars. Get upstairs, microwave that shit for like, you know, just to warm it up and bit into it. First of all, they're turkey burgers.
Oh, God.
They turkey
burgers. You gotta tell a nigga it's turkey. So I can already prepare my taste buds for it. He just give me a hamburger, and I'm thinking it's a hamburger, and I bite into it.
Oh,
what the fuck is this?
It's a turkey burger, so the texture's all wrong. And if you grill turkey, nigga, that shit is dry as fuck.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna like, bro. You, oh my god.
And there was no barbecue sauce. There was no ketchup. There was no like, bruh. 2 bites. I was like, wasn't no cheese on this bitch.
God.
That was it, man. So I don't fuck with that nigga. Like, I don't even look that way when I go downstairs.
Damn. I would have told him, man. I'd be like, man, why ain't you telling me that's turkey burger, bro? I don't eat turkey.
Like, this shit was terrible. Nobody should
eat. Texas, baby. Beef is king. Like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, man. This is Texas.
I knew it was all wrong when I went down there and the shit was set up on the fucking beer pong table.
Oh, man.
That's how I knew it was all bad.
It's a black dude with a beer pong table?
He was in the military, so, you know, that's all the motherfuckers did. But
right. Hey, look, I don't like this guy already, man.
Oh, thank you. Welcome to the right side of the law, man.
I'm with you now, man. I don't like this guy. Turkey burgers, beer pong table, and then you ain't tell a nigga, oh, man, that's a turkey burger, man. You gotta warn a nigga, like.
That shit was awful, man. I felt violated. I'm like, what are you doing to my taste buds, you bitch? But yeah, we just kind of went on a tangent. TV Talk is back. I know you ain't been able to talk about TV for a while.
I talked about it last week, though, right?
I ain't listened to the show last week. If I'm not on,
oh,
not
oh excuse me. I shouted you out. I didn't
do that. No, I did listen to the first part. I didn't finish it, though. I didn't make it through from the work. But yeah, man. TV Talk. So did you talk about Friday Night Tights?
I did.
Did you talk about my Central Valley winning the chip?
I did.
I picked them at the beginning of the season.
You did?
They got their win. That's what's up.
I talked about how, Coach Alexander is the man. Like, that, hey, he's the man. Like, he's the coach I aspire to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a great program, great support. Like, yo, man, that shit was
his team. He's a bit of an asshole.
Huh?
He's a bit of an asshole.
But that's what you need to be an asshole. Like, if you can't, nice guys finish last. Like, assholes always succeed in life. Look at Beasley. He's winning. Beasley asshole, winning in life.
My boss, so I guess that's right. I'm a nice guy. He's my boss. You do have to be the proper asshole, though, because the what was it? The Monaca Indians, clean asshole. The Monaca Indians, they're out of town. They're done, right?
Yeah. Hey, so, look, can't beat him. Join him.
Is he hiring two coaches?
Bruh, hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. He ain't hiring none of them motherfucking coaches.
Oh, you think he just fucking with them?
Hey, that was one of them little. That was one of them little nice gestures. Like, what did your team do that make me want you to be on my coaching staff? Like, I was in there watching the game. Like, I mean,
so he hit him with the Vardell Hill.
Yeah, he like, hey man, dude hit him with the soul. Hey guys, I just want to let you know. He beat him so bad in submission. He was like, I just want to let you know, man, you run a top-notch program. After the season, let's talk. Oh, you know, that's all he said. Next thing you know, the motherfucker was like, oh, I quit. I let you know, I officially resigned. He was just like, okay, cool. Like, motherfucker, like, bitch, he ain't say nothing. Like, man, stop.
That's how the season gonna start next. That's how the next season gonna start. When they show up, first episode, he gonna show up to the goddamn Central Valley practice. He go, like, what you doing here?
Hey, what's going on, man? I mean, I know we took in all your players and all your equipment and everything, but you might coach the little team, you know what I'm saying? But you're not coaching with me, like.
Yeah, what have you done to make me hire you? We destroyed your team.
I could let Landon coach that team.
So it's not gonna go well for him. What was your team, Aliquippa? You was the Quips?
Yeah, Quips.
Hey, man, they lost that goddamn game.
Dysfunctional, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your boy, the raging Micah. Like, I was just like, yo, this kid, he's fucking nuts.
Like, just screaming. How are you screaming like that and you making tackles and getting tackled at the same damn time?
You quarterback, you just yelling. I mean, he was out of control, man.
That shit was bad, man. Good season. We got a breakdown. There's no fill-in season. We're good until what, August or some shit like that?
January, man.
God damn.
Yeah, we're done.
Oh.
I think they need to come up with another one. They need to be like, yo, they need to throw another one on us. Now, I mean, because, like I said, Steel Country, way better than the Texas version.
It got there. I got to agree with you. It got there. The football, it was football. Like, even at the end of the season, I still didn't know all the players' names, but the football segments were perfect.
Perfect. And it was like, I just like the whole story. Like, every, like, you playing for your community. Like, this shit, it just, like, it meant, like, it was just so much pride in the people. And it was dope. It was dope.
I was with that, man. So the next one's got to be California.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, you went to the Snoop Dogg League, so we got to get some of the Snoop teams.
Yeah, little CDZ, I think that's the coaches were better on Steel Country. Like, all the coaches were like, they were like real coaches. Like, we ain't had no incidents where coaches was doing dumb shit like the motherfuckers on Friday night, you know, on the original, on the Texas one, San Antonio version. Like, yeah, they were cussing the kids, but they weren't cussing the kids like the motherfuckers in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Coach Baby, like, he just be talking like you talking to grown men out there. These are 9-year-olds. Man, these motherfuckers out here, fuck these motherfuckers. Like, damn, man, dude, these kids.
He coach sound like Denzel on Training Day.
Yes.
I was like, dude, calm down. time, damn. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Like, hold on, man. God damn. You want to do this to me? Like, slow down, bro. It's just a fumble. Just calm down. But it was a good show, man.
Black Ink.
Oh, my God.
Funniest episode of Black Ink to date.
Somehow, Donna has made me want to beat the fuck out of her more than I want to beat the fuck out of Duchess.
Donna?
Donna.
Is no, I'm Team Donna.
Look, Donna's a horrible bitch.
How's she horrible?
How do you go down to her shop to start shit?
Because you threw away my tools.
You went down to my grand opening for this shit?
Hell yeah, bitch.
You bought a plane ticket.
We know how cheap Donna is, right? We know how cheap Donna is.
You didn't even pay Sky, but you bought this ticket to some shit you weren't invited to.
Hey.
To start some shit.
Show them my work. Like they're like, you ain't gonna get no job. It's like, bitch, I ain't want a job. I just want to show you my work. The Dutch is like, well, the letters ain't straight. You need more spaces here, blah, blah, blah.
And she probably wasn't wrong. That's the other part of it. You brought your shit down here like you was proud of it.
Yeah.
You saw your shit and said, it's still not good. And you got mad about that. Mm. Man, fuck you and your fanny pack, bro. You came to Sky's house to reconcile, but you ain't even have no money.
Yeah,
she was, you could have spent that $20 and gave it to Sky instead of buying liquor.
She went. She know the way to Sky Heart. It's that bottle.
Apparently, because Sky was like, come on in, bitch.
Come on in, bitch.
Like, we're good now? Like, you gave her a two-piece a couple weeks ago. She put you in the headlock and gave you some liquor. You like, we good.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Donna deserves to be punched in the throat. And she's already said when she left, I can't wait to see her in New York. So you gonna keep this shit going.
Look, I want to see Duchess get her ass beat so bad, bro. Like, it's just...
Okay, so I don't totally disagree with that. Like, I feel like she deserves to get set the fuck down.
And she was selling wolf. She was selling out like a motherfucker. Like, really, Duchess, you ain't gonna do shit. Nah. You ain't messing with my sister. No, hold me back.
A lot of barking and then crying.
All that barking. Like, for real, Duchess? For real. Like, you ain't never, ever, ever wanted to fight nobody. But you really want to, man, stop. I would have let her go. If I was that dude, I would have let her go.
Hey, like, right. Go ahead. Because this is the second day. This ain't the grand opening. Which one extra? Can we talk about the Rolls Royce?
Bruh, can we talk about... You know I don't drink, but you sitting there drinking like a motherfucker at your grand opening.
Man, look, you left the party to get in the Rolls Royce to drive around the corner with your evening gown on and a plastic cup.
But you don't drink, though.
You don't drink, though. You know what I'm saying? Last time you drank, you got tongue raped.
Yeah.
And lost your ring.
Yeah, look. Then she was on the zone, and you ain't even do that good. Oh, but I didn't... Like,
man,
we that good. I'm like, what? Hold on, that's just like what rape? What person that been raped? Like, yo, the nigga that raped me, he ain't fucked me like I wanted to be fucked. Like, right. Nick was just so like, I don't know why he was fucking like a jackrabbit for me. He could have took his time and finessed the pussy. That nigga was acting all aggressive and shit. I ain't like that.
What? Nigga didn't even kiss me. He didn't ask when I liked nothing.
I mean, man. Nigga pulling my hair and shit. I mean, damn. I told him to slap me on my ass, but he ain't want to do it. Like, what?
That's a fucking brilliant point. That's a brilliant point. When she said that shit, I was like, huh?
I thought you was raped, though. I thought you was raped. You took advantage of. Like, who gets taken advantage of and judge it?
So I think on my list, like, of punchable faces, I'm not advocating punching women. We're using this, talking about the show.
It's the TV character, Duchess. Not the real life, Duchess.
These are not the real people we're talking about. This is just character-wise.
Yes, Duchess Lattimore, the character.
So I think that Donna's at the top of my list. Duchess is second, real close second. And then Kathy's third. Because Kathy, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if Kathy turned up missing.
Kathy's miserable.
Horribly miserable. Man, I don't understand.
I don't understand. Like, I mean, I ain't saying her job ain't hard being a single mother, but I mean, goddamn, look, maybe O-Shit is just that shitty of a nigga. Because, I mean, if I'm doing everything for my kids, I shouldn't have to pay you child support, too. If I'm doing all this stuff, like, why should I have to pay child support? Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, we kind of know that O-Shit don't do shit.
That's the point. So I understand why she want her money, but... The way she go about it, come on, Kathy, man. Like,
you gonna try to get C's to serve him? And then y'all work out
an agreement.
You work out an agreement and then you send somebody in to serve him anyway?
I mean, and let's be real. Most employers dock pay for, you know what I'm saying, child support. Why has the C's been doing this?
Because OSHA ain't been making no fucking money.
Well, I mean,
we ain't seen him do a tattoo since like the first season. Yeah, now that's true. He might already be taking it out for the other two kids he got. Because he got three baby mamas.
Yep.
And none of them really want him seeing the kid.
None of them.
So that's fucked up. None of them. Even old girl. What was old girl from last season?
Nunu. Well, that was not Nunu. That's the daughter name.
Yeah, but what's, I can't think of the chick's name.
Kathy, the white girl, and then your girl with the glasses.
Annika. It's not Annika, is it?
Annika and something like that.
Some shit like that. Yeah. She was the thug one. They had the grill in and was talking shit. But she crazy too. Like, he picked these crazy baby mamas. And then he fuck up. Continues to fuck up. So I don't know, man. I don't even have shit else to say about those shit.
Let's talk about a 400-pound gorilla, though.
Which one? Did he fuck her Duchess or not?
Oh, no. The deaf girl, man. Let's go ahead.
Oh, man. Do we have to...
You get cussed out by somebody else.
Like, hold up. But first, she was laying them hands.
Yeah, she was in that little ashy ass lips. I was just like, yo, that shit made it even funny, man. Like, niggas on Twitter went in, bro. They was like, you can't be ugly and deaf. I was like, God damn it. Like, what the fuck?
But then she threatened him. I don't want you hanging out with Donna no more. I'll cut your dick off. Stop. Don't do that. Stop.
Yeah, I was just like, huh?
I would not be a part of this slander.
I would cut your dick off.
Now that's when he got fucked up. I would not be a part of the slander on the deaf girl. I would not. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We just talk about the TV character. You know what I'm saying? Not her in real life.
I can't do it. But I will say that Phoenix and his mama situation. Do we have to have these on every episode? Like, that's a good question. Is the black family so fucked up that we can't do a reality show without having a fucked up black family?
Oh, I mean, maybe that's just what it is. Like, I mean, because we don't like the positive black families. We just like the dysfunctional ones.
So
maybe that reminds us of ourselves, because we don't know about the positive black family. So we don't like them shows, like the Blackishes, and we don't like that shit. Could you give us some old dysfunctional black family shit? That's Empire ratings versus Blackish ratings.
Interesting. I mean, if you look at Black Ink, the only positive father we have on the entire show is Dutch's dad. That's it. He's the only one that's been around and hugging her and supporting her. No other father has been there with, like, even not nobody else.
You're right.
Nobody else.
Made him cry. Walt Daddy made him cry.
Hey, man. C's dad is gone, right?
Yeah, C's dad ain't in the picture. You know what I'm saying?
And then when you go to the next generation, C's is a father. We've never seen his kid.
Yep.
Walt is a father, but he's not in the kids. Like, he's not living with the kids.
He like 60,000 behind in child support.
Shit got three kids that he don't see. Only reason he sees Achilles is because he lives in the same state.
Yeah. But the little girl live in the same, but she don't allow him to see the baby.
Anka, yeah. She don't let him see the baby, so that don't happen. Sky, I don't think Sky knows her father.
Nope. Remember, she didn't even know who her daddy was, remember, because her mama was telling her was it wasn't her dad or some shit.
Yeah, so she don't know her father, and then her baby's father, she gave him kids for adoption, so he's not involved. There's no fathers. Donna, I don't even know if Donna has parents.
Obviously not.
I don't know if Donna, and then Donna's dude that's in jail is fucking with somebody else too. And he got a kid. So there's no positive fathers on that whole fucking show except for Dutch's dad. God damn.
He country is motherfucker. Hey, yo, I'm getting tired of Dutch's saying her hometown Charlotte. Bitch, you ain't from Charlotte. From Lincoln. That ain't in the same county. You know what I'm saying? That's not even like an outskirts. That's not like a nigga from that saying they from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not. Like,
what do you think of her shot, bro? What do you
think? It's my hometown. Bitch, it's not your hometown.
What do you think of her shot? What we got to see?
I mean, it looks all right. I went on the Yelp reviews, and you know, hey, look, hey, somebody said something about they had a bad experience, and then you know, Dutchess went in. Like, I don't know if it's Dutchess, but somebody from the shop went in. But from reading it, it sounded like Dutchess. You know what I'm saying? Argue with the Yelpers. Don't do that, because it makes it even look worse. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, because it was some sign in the thing that said colored section or something like that. And she was in it from an art standpoint. You know what I'm saying? But the person who read it seen it as colored. Like, oh, maybe you don't want white people at your shop.
What?
Yeah, and said the people was rude and everything. And then, you know, whoever worked at Pretty Ink fired back was like, oh, you don't understand this and that. It was real, like, you know. And then, let's be honest, the way Duchess was talking to her workers, like, I couldn't work with Duchess. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Because no, I'm like, chance.
You better calm the fuck down. Like, you know what I'm saying? You talking about getting all this shit. Bitch, you got high heels on. You ain't doing shit.
Right. Not only that, you came in from out of town to tell us what the fuck to do. We've been here busting our ass. You been out in fucking New York gallivant for 2 months, and then you come back and say, we gonna run a tight ship. Everybody got shit to do. I don't want no fucking bullshit. If you don't see shit, we a team, and this motherfucker this and motherfucker that, and I run a tight ship, and I'm a boss. And shut your ass up.
You heard me.
You ain't been here. You ain't been here, but now you want to come in and start stomping your little foot and snapping your fingers and shit's supposed to pop off. And then we got the grand opening. The crew ain't get out the limo with you. You got out the limo with your fucking fiance. We the crew, though. This is our shop, I thought. But we already inside waiting on you to show up. That shit was just tacky as fuck. All that shit was tacky as fuck, man. What do you think about Sky's new body now that we get to see it in full?
I'm not impressed. I guess it's better than what it was, but I don't want to drag.
Yeah, you had to shit on that work like that, man.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, you know, I mean, it's good for her. I'm glad she feel better about herself, but I'm still like, it is what it is, man.
Man, but she told Ted she ain't want to do no old work. She said, I ain't doing no old work with the new body. That's kind of a diss, ain't it?
I guess. But
it sound kind of fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Ted is all in. Ted tried to check it out, but she like, well, I ain't doing no old work. Fuck out of here. We ain't even talked about Puma this whole episode, I guess because he was not really a factor.
Yeah, Puma wasn't even in the episode, was
he? I don't think he was in this episode. He was in the episode before then, when his mother-in-law was telling him to keep the baby out the shop and all that shit.
Yeah, the shooting and all that.
You know, what else can we say? You gotta keep him 100.
We didn't talk about Game of Thrones, all right? Didn't
really I forgot about Game of Thrones. My bad.
Yeah, like TV Talk slacking up because, you know, all those shows, it'll pick up next month when Power and shit come back. But Game of Thrones, this past episode, it was one of those, a lot happened, but not a lot happened. It was one of them episodes.
Two slow episodes in a row.
Yeah, it was slow, but no, it was a lot of things happened, but it wasn't nothing really big. It was kind of like a lot of little things, like the uncle coming back, saving Bran and them. When the little the whites or whatever, the White Walkers about to get them. You know, we ain't seen Uncle since season one when everybody thought he was just fucking, he was dead. And he comes out of nowhere and saves their ass.
So wait, have we not done a Game of Thrones talk like together since Hodor?
Was you even here for the
Hodor?
No,
I don't think I was here for Hodor.
Mm-mm.
So that was the last episode, which was fucking shit.
That was last week's episode. Yeah. It was Hodor. When you was gone, point the episode you didn't listen to.
Slow down, bro. I'm just saying, the Hodor shit happened. That the rest of the episode, look, Bran is a motherfucker. I want him to die because you're getting everybody killed.
I mean, Bran is he's the man now. He's a three-eyed raven now. He can't die.
Hey man, fuck him, man. Everybody die. You kill Hodor, man.
Hodor, that was his destiny, man.
Man, fuck that shit, man. Nobody want to see Hodor die like that. He ain't do shit but drag this motherfucker around and fight. And he died trying to protect your little punk ass. You couldn't even wake up? You couldn't wake up?
He couldn't wake up because he was getting the three-eyed raven was giving all the information, everything he needed. So that's why he was downloading info. Like, he was getting uploaded, so that's why he was just like, ugh. And you know what I'm saying? So the raven had to upload everything he needed to know in that time. So Hodor was just supposed to hold the door long enough to get him away, you know what I'm saying, so he could get all the information in.
Hey, man, look, if you said those parents should be responsible for that gorilla being shot, Bran is responsible for all those people dying trying to save him.
Yeah, because he was warging alone. He should have never did that. Like, Bran told him, like, no, don't do it by yourself and don't spend too much time there because you can fuck shit up. And that's what Bran did. Like, when he was, you know, he fucked it up. So, you know.
He fucked all that shit up. Arya gets a chance. Arya Stark gets a chance to kill old girl and she fucks it up. She went out like a bitch.
She about to join that little traveling band. She about to join them.
You think so?
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen. She's either gonna kill, she gonna kill that girl, and she's gonna join that little band of whatever them actors or whatever they is.
But then the dude is gonna fuck with her, right? The many face guy.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna let her off like that.
I mean, he knows, like, man, he told the girl to kill her. He was like, make it quick. Like he see that Arya not really down to be down with the, you know, the whatever they call themselves, the no face people. And cause she like, you know, most people that join them are poor. They like, bitch, you highborn. What the fuck you want to be one of us for? True. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why he going to send that girl to kill her, but she got her sword back now. And then I don't think old girl know about this shit. And so, you know, she got needle back and she going to get her.
She got needle back, so she going to get that fucking win. The other shit, man, I just wasn't really impressed. Like, the rest of the episode, I understand this is going to make sense later. But for me, I was just like, eh, it's another episode where I was like, okay, we got it. Let's get to the action. I can't wait for Power to come back, nigga.
Yep, Power will be back July the 7th or something like that.
Nah, I'm so ready for that shit.
Ballers will be back.
So Ballers is in its third season?
Second.
It'll second be second season.
Yeah.
Why is it the first season on demand on HBO?
It ain't HBO? Oh,
no. Yeah, exactly. I finally got to watch an episode of Ballers. And it was the first episode. And I was like, yo, this shit is dope. And I went to look for the rest. It ain't there. So now I got to watch it like most of you motherfuckers watch it.
They're probably going to bring it back. And you know how they do it, right?
They're going to marathon it right before the shit come back on. And I'm not here for that. I'm not going to sit down and watch 12 hours of Ballers because y'all want to bring out a new episode.
So I think they're 13 episodes, though, or something. It is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to King Germ this first season so I can be up to speed when this shit drops. Did we correctly cover the rest of TV Talk?
That's about it. All right. It's like I said, it's very dry.
It's very dry, man. Hopefully some shit will be back, because what else is gone? We just lost another show.
Man, you need to watch on Netflix. You need to watch Bloodline. All right.
What the fuck is Bloodline, man?
It's a good show, man. It's a little show about his family, the Rayburn family. They run like some little bed and breakfast in like the Keys or some shit like that. And, you know, they got a fuck up. You know, it's like 3-4 kids and one of the kids dead. And the older brother, he's like a fuck up. He leaves home and he comes back home and shit just gets fucked up. You need to watch. It's pretty damn good.
I would definitely watch it. So what episode are we on now?
It's 2 seasons. I mean, you know, Netflix. It's a Netflix show, so they drop everything in one time.
Okay, so I'll watch a couple episodes for the next show.
So yeah, look, it's all right. Listen, I'm going to tell you now. It starts out a little slow. So don't be discouraged by episode 3. You know what I'm saying? 3-4 is when it pick up. So
I got to commit to 5 fucking episodes just so we can talk about it on the show?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Fuck these people, man. I'm not doing that. 5 episodes deep for me to not like the show. 5 hours of my time.
I'm just saying, it's a good show, though. I need to watch The Sex Factor. I still ain't watched it, people, so I apologize. I will watch it this week, you know.
The Sex Factor? What the fuck is that?
It's a reality. Front of mind to be easy. It's a reality show. It's a porn reality show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I might need to watch that, too.
One of the shows, it was an elimination challenge where they was getting their dicks up for 3 minutes and you couldn't come. And a guy nutted on a girl and he got eliminated from the show.
Where the fuck is this show at?
It's Sex Factor. You can watch it online at sexfactor.com.
I will be watching this show. It's a reality show based around porn.
Yeah.
Dick sucking for you came in 3 minutes from some head? She must have been doing worse.
She must have been that super head.
That
super dome. That metro dome. God. George dome.
Yeah. She must have been, god damn, 3
Wait
minutes?
Dome.
Shit. Yeah, I need to watch it just to see what the fuck she was doing. Hey, man, watch this. Do that.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
She did a pepper shaker, girl.
She was grapefruit.
Yes, sir.
She did that grapefruit. You want to do your Keep 100?
Oh, man. Keep 100 this week, man. Hooking up mutual friends. King Germ has found himself in a little predicament. Not really a predicament, but I've been trying to hook up 2 of my mutual friends, making it happen. I don't want to say who these 2 mutuals are, but let's just say Pro Nation, y'all know these 2 people.
And wow.
King Germ has been working hard, background, making everything work. They went on a couple dates. Seems good because they went on a couple dates. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully everything works out. And people, when you hook up mutual friends, just sit courtside. Sit back and watch. Don't get involved. Don't be all up in the video. Don't be all that. Just you know, let them meet. Make sure they had a good time. But stay, don't don't nitpicking. You know what I'm saying? I just been sitting back watching the fruits of my labor grow. And hopefully it turns into a budding relationship. That's all I'm saying.
So when it goes bad, because at some point it's going to go, I don't mean them break up, but when they had that first big fight, whose side do you take?
I'm on nobody's side. I'm Spike Lee.
But you know how this happens is that each of them are going to give you details about the other person that the other person don't know that you got.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that shit?
I just stay neutral as possible. I'm Switzerland when it comes to that.
God damn, man. So that's... I've been in those situations where my friends have tried to hook me up with people. And both times... Is it just two? Yeah. Just two times. And I'm glad I stayed away from both situations. Actually, three times. And I'm glad I stayed away from all three situations because they're not even friends with the motherfucker they tried to hook me up with no more.
Damn.
Exactly. Exactly. Each time I was just like, you know what? I can't do it. Sure enough, the motherfuckers fell out and now they be talking shit about the other person. I'm like, hey, I knew better. I knew better, man. Hey, good luck. Hey, props to you, man. Good luck. I don't know how this shit's going to work out.
Yeah.
Because fuck that. It's tough. It's tough to try and hook that shit up. Speaking of which, do you watch Ricky Smiley's show?
No. He got a TV show or you talking about his radio show?
No, he has a TV show, Ricky Smiley for Real.
Didn't even know that.
He has a show where he's talking about
race. It's all right. He's the king of all B-list actor shows, man. So if it's a T-rated show, it's all right to know about it. Like,
hey, I got to hang out with my kind, bro. I got to hang out with my kind.
Have aunts. Like, he know about all that shit,
man. Hey, man, I got to hang out with my kind. But on the previous episode, they had that same situation. The motherfucker hooked up some people with some other folks. So Juicy, which is a little half a person motherfucker that they got, was hooked up with this other tall dude. And they apparently get along, but he hooked up Gary with the T, which is the gay dude on the show, with another queen. Gary's a queen, he's a bottom, and he hooked him up with another queen. And them niggas was going at it from the time he walked in. He was like, oh, he sent you. And he was like, yeah, what's the problem? Well, I didn't want nobody like me. I wanted somebody, you know, who's different. So you got to be careful of that shit when you hook people up. You don't know that they're going to link. How did you know that these two people that you tried to hook up was going to link? If they had more than one date, how did you know that was going to work?
Yeah, because one was generally interested, and one was really interested, and the other one was, like, you know, open to everything. And, you know what I'm saying? I felt like these two meshed well. Like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't forced. You know what I'm saying? It was a good deal, man. Good deal.
It's interesting. Keep us updated on how this shit rolls.
I will, man.
So then we got our winners and losers.
Yes, man. My winner this week, Thacker Jones.
Thacker Jones. What's up, Thacker Jones?
Thacker Jones. I think Thacker Jones has moved from behind the mic and behind the damn camera now. I think he said, fuck it, man. Ain't no money in rap. The money's in production. Shout out to Thacker Jones, man. Wink, wink. Keep it up. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the update. You know what I'm saying? Just let
He's so goddamn stupid.
Hey, I asked Thacker Jones one question. I said, yo, man. I said, just let me know this. I said, tell me, dude, they smell good and are they soft? And he said, yes and yes. So that's all I needed to know.
Sounds like Thacker Jones is winning this week.
Thacker is winning.
That's what's up there. What about losers?
My losers, all you chicks out there with these fake-ass lace front hairlines, God, bro.
We back on hair
shit
again?
Shit is epidemic, all right, man.
You talking about hair again?
No, but look, though, it's this new thing. Like, these chicks now got these little lace front, like, baby hair hairlines. Now, you know how the lace front used to just be the little edge. Now they done upgraded. And now they're like, all these chicks with this fake baby hair now. I can't stand that shit. This shit looks weird. It looks fake as fuck. Y'all hoes need to stop this shit, man. Stop it.
I'm starting to wonder, just in general, like, this ain't, I don't even have a wizard. I've been going, I ain't got a wizard. I'm questioning. As a sneakerhead that I am, you know what I'm saying? That's why I've been gone for 2 weeks. I've been fucking with sneakers. Yeah. We talk shit about dudes who wear fake sneakers.
Yep.
You're not supposed to do that shit. But women get to wear everything fake.
Yeah. Fake waists, fake asses. Like, yo, I'm really, like, after been watching Dr. Miami Snapchat, I really hate these lipo. Like, I only like the shape. Like, I went through my Snapchat the other day. I was just unfollowing all these hoes with these cartoonish-like bodies. Like, if you got a 48-inch ass and a 6-inch waist, I ain't fucking with you. I don't even think that shit look good. Like, I'm sorry. And women, I want my women to have look like a woman, bro. Like, I want my women to have little, You know, I don't
like your women soft.
Yes, I don't want no, like, all these little fake asses. Like, this shit is disgusting, man. Me and Beezy was talking about this the other day, how, like, Delicious, well, her fake, like, Delicious is so whack. She told me something, she ain't getting no plastic surgery done. The only thing she got done was her titties and her tummy tuck and her ass been fat. And I was just like, Delicious, stop. Stop.
Your ass never, like, looked real.
Look, exactly. Your ass never looked real. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was just too fat. And then you said you ain't get no, oh, this is, I didn't get my nose done. This is contouring. So they put up a picture of her when she was in Flavor of Love versus how she looked today. And I was like, so that's contouring. Oh, all right.
Well, now that ain't the keloids gone?
She said she got the keloids removed because she said if she would have got some kind of surgery done, since she have keloid skin, it would have bumped her all up and we would have seen scars all over her body.
But
and
you got the, like, keloids removed.
Exactly.
Man. If you gonna do some fake shit, just own it.
Yeah, it's on it. Like, nobody, I mean, everybody doing it now, so it's not a problem. Like, this one fat chick, she was on Instagram. I mean, she not fat. Well, she fat. Well, she ain't fat, but she a big, she pleasantly plump. Tell me, so she up to eating. Like, I eat what I want because I got money for lipo. Really? Really?
That's nice.
And then after you get your lipo, you can't brag and talk about these fat belly bitches. Bitch, you just paid to get all your fat sucked out. Like, that's not hard work. Like, you can't go get lipo and then be in the gym like you a gym fucking warrior. Like, no.
Yeah, it's, we kind of, we're at that point. Like, there was a big scandal in the fashion, in the fitness industry with this dude who was selling, basically, he started his YouTube channel and Facebook, and he ended up selling meal plans for people. He ended up making, like, I want to say it was 6 figures 1 year doing this shit. Come to find out, the niggas' photos that he was putting up, he was photoshopping the pictures. You know what I'm saying? And editing and tweaking shit. He wasn't even one writing the meal plans. So we got this fascination with the success and the look. But then when that shit is fake, like, fakes are making a lot of money.
Exactly.
So I almost feel like you should just rock the fakes and say, fuck it. It was a dude put up a video the other day because all these flu games was out. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people had the flu games early and were doing reviews. And a lot of the motherfuckers was fake.
Mm.
And he was like, look, for people who want to, you know, go through the trouble of trying to secure real shoes, you got to camp out and get tickets, and that shit was crazy. You saw my snap when I was in line, right?
Yes.
Those were people who had tickets. Those were the guaranteed pairs. It was another 200 people behind me that didn't have tickets that was waiting from the night before. So he's talking about, you know, you can't tell the difference. A lot of times these unauthorized and shit like that come from the same factories. They just didn't pass the Nike approval process. So if you're going to buy these fakes and you can't tell the difference, what's the problem? And I was like, because we got that appearance. You're supposed to pay $200 for the shoe because you want the real thing, when you can buy the same shoe for $80.
Yeah. I have no problem. Look, the bootleg Jordans is the reason why I would not buy real Jordans, because the bootleg niggas, like, they cheap in the real ones. So, like, if I'm wearing some shit at the club at night, you don't know if they fake or not. Unless you're going to take off my shoe and inspect it right there, then, I mean, other than that, you just going to assume I got some goddamn flus on. Right. You don't know I got some flu-gazy games on, but you don't know that. Like, you know.
Mm-mm. Hey, and I hear you. I'm not that dude, but I'm not the one to shame somebody for wearing the shit. Mm. I'm not going to be like, oh, nigga, I don't care. That's just your money. Just the same way as we give people a pass for the diamond stud earrings. We know everybody has a diamond stud earring. We know all the people can't afford a diamond stud
earring. Hell no.
We know, this kid, high school, you had a diamond stud earring. You ain't have the money for a diamond earring, because the back popped off. Diamond earring, screw on. But we didn't care. We let that shit ride. I don't know, man. The shit just getting out of hand. Trying to tell the real from the fake. Do what you want to do. It's your goddamn money.
Can I tell y'all a funny story real quick? It's all right?
Please do.
All right, so, you know, speaking of the day, last Saturday when the Jordans came out, you know, me being an old nigga than I am, they'll know about the whole ticket raffle process and none of that shit. I mean, why do? Because I, you know, saw right my dog. He told me about it, but I had to play dumb to the shoe people. So I go in the store, bopping in there, like, you know, I'm like, hey, I want to get a pair of them J's. And nigga, like, man, you had to have a ticket. I was like, man, I'm old. I don't know nothing about that, man. That was like, so I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to get them for my kid, man. Like, I didn't know you had to get a ticket. You know, dudes in there just laughing. He's like, bro, man.
The game is so different, bro.
Yeah.
The game is so different. And the real fucked up part about it is the other part. So if you end up getting a raffle and all the sizes for that location are accounted for, you can buy the other sizes. So that's why I sent you that snap. I got in, I got my pair, and they had 10 and a halves and 11s, that weren't, not 10 and a half, they had 11s that weren't accounted for, and they was like, yo, she brought me out another pair. She's like, yo, here's an 11 right here. So I hit up all my dudes. I was like, yo, who needs an 11? Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted the 11, so it sat there. When I called back at 12 o'clock, the 11th was gone.
Yep. And the man told me, like, well, at 6 o'clock, we start selling to people that the people that didn't. He said at 6.
6 p.m.?
Yeah, that's what I said. He's like, you come back at 6 when people who didn't come pick up theirs, we sell the ones we got left. So I came back. The motherfucker was like, oh, what you need, 9 and a half? Oh, no, we ain't got nothing. Bitch, why'd you tell me that motherfucker a long time ago?
Because he didn't know. But they don't usually keep them that long.
Everybody know 9 to 10 and a half is the number one shoe. Like, that's the most common shoe size right there, 9 to yeah. 10 and a half. Yeah. And most niggas wear. So you're going to sell out of those first.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah. So he could have told you that they were already accounted for.
Yeah, he could have been like, bro, ain't going to be no 9 and a half. I wouldn't have wasted my fucking gas going over there. That whole, like, last Saturday, I spent, I wasted like a half a tank of gas riding around town, you know, trying to be dad of the year to get these shoes for my son. But he didn't get them, and, you know, it is what it is. So hopefully they restock them or something. Somebody said they might restock. I don't know, but
they've made a lot of them flu games. I don't think they're going to restock. And I'm sitting on a pair, too, by the way, if y'all you know, trying to get a pair of 13s. I got them. I did find out, Jerm, you know, as we wrap the show, that one of my pair of 11s is fake.
Oh, no. You can just send them to me, so all right, since they fake.
I got on eBay. They are fake. The other ones are real, but this one pair. So I did pretty good.
What color are they?
They're the Gammas.
What's Gamma? I don't know what
the Gamma mean. Is. Well, not the Gamma. I'm sorry. The Space Jams. The Space Jams are the ones that are coming back out this December.
Oh, the black with the white bottom?
Yeah. My Space Jams are actually fake.
Well, you can send them to me. I still take them, sorry. I don't give a damn.
You know, I'm probably going to get those to a homeless dude here.
I'm not a homeless nigga.
You're not homeless.
That's all right. If you give them shoes you're away to a homeless nigga, and you talking to a homeless nigga right now, hey, I swear to God.
You're not homeless.
I am homeless. I live in a garage.
That's my choice. You choose to exist in that garage, sir.
Hey, it's a homeless nigga in my neighborhood. Well, not in my neighborhood, but he be at the Walmart down the street from me and shit. Yeah. Yo, this nigga is the most aggressive homeless nigga I've seen in my life, nigga. Like, this nigga, hey, look, first of all, I don't think you homeless because you got an edge up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you want to be homeless, you got to at least look the part, nigga. Like, you got a clean edge up. So I'm sitting there looking at him, and then when you drive by him, he makes sure you see his sign, nigga. Like, he'll turn, like, as you turn and left, that nigga turn his sign with you. Like, yo, this is so funny.
I'm mad at you to judge him. You know, I'm laughing because I just judged a homeless person the other day. I put him to the usual, you know, any intersection in Austin, it's homeless people. Why was this chick bigger than me with the homeless sign?
Nigga.
I was like, what am I giving you? I don't. You've obviously made some poor decisions. What are we doing right now?
Yes, sir. I mean, you're too clean to be homeless. I'm like, nigga, you got to throw some dirt on yourself or something.
Yeah, like, we got to have our rules as we go out here. We got to have rules for being homeless to get money. You can't be clean. You can't be overweight. Like, you can't be obese.
Yeah, I mean, if you're obese, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's not.
What you mean?
You like, can't be
having hard times.
Yeah, but you can't be out here begging for money. Like, you need to be saying, I need a job. But you can't say, I need food.
And look, in your homeless sign, it can't be too nice either.
It can't be too nice. It's got to be on a 30 cardboard.
It's got to be on cardboard, and it's got to be like this nigga here, he got the same sign every day. So I'm like, God damn, like, you a professional.
Like, yeah, you putting that in the back seat kind of thing.
Nigga, like, he got his shit laminated, my nigga. Like, yo,
yeah, your hustle, you got to back up your hustle a little bit. If I give you food, you have to eat it.
Nick, I gave a homeless nigga a change. Like, look, I was walking out of the store last night, and, you know, I had like 38 cents in my damn hand. You know what I'm saying? A little homeless. I just, you know, sometimes I get homeless niggas money for good luck. It makes me feel better. I'm like, well, maybe that was my blessing for the day. I get my blessing or something like that. So I gave the nigga some change. He said, well, I was really looking for $2. And the nigga threw my money on the ground. I said, oh shit.
Hey, you man, you can't do that shit.
I'm like, bitch, you better take the 37 cent, nigga.
So you're waiting $2. Now you only get another $1.63. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, when he threw my money on the ground, you think I ain't scooped that shit back up, nigga? I said, give me my shit back then. Nigga, I put that shit in my fucking pocket. Nigga, walked all the hell. Nah, nigga. I was like, you throw that on the ground?
This shit is tragic, man. I was out running errands, and I saw one the other day, and I just came from McDonald's, and I was like, you know what? He probably want this shit more than me. Man, I gave him the burger, gave him the fries. He took, he said, thank you, put him in his bag, and kept begging. The fuck you mean, man? It's 3 o'clock. I know you ain't ate. You can't put that shit in your bag, but you better eat that shit now.
Nigga, I told you, hey, this one homeless man, we just came from a big brother, big sister meeting. You know, they had like 60 Subway sandwiches. And they was like, please take sandwiches home. So I had like 7 Subway sandwiches in the car. Homeless man on the corner, nigga. I said, yo, man, I ain't got no money for you, but I got these sandwiches. That nigga took them sandwiches. He dropped his sign on the ground, nigga. I said, now, this a real homeless nigga. He dropped his sign on the ground, went and sat over there. He started greasing that sandwich, nigga.
Nigga ate that sandwich like a cone egg. You should have seen that. She like, oh, no.
But that's what you're supposed to do, man. Don't be putting my goddamn fries and burger in your bag. You know you're not going to... Where you going to heat it up? Where you going to heat it up?
Man, that nigga deep-throated that shit. Boy, I was like, God damn. Whoa. You just seen it, bro. It's all right. I said, damn. Like, nigga, that made my son was like, whoa, he ate that fast. I said, that nigga was hungry, boy. I was like, shit. It made me good. It made me feel good, though. I said, at least I know my sandwich ain't go to waste, nigga.
One last question before we wrap up the show. Do you tip when you do takeout?
Hell no.
So, apparently my wife was somewhere, and she went to pick up the food, and they was like, who did the tip? And she was like, ain't nobody tipping. And they were like, they were appalled that she didn't tip. And I was like, if I'm picking the food up, the fuck am I paying you for packaging it?
I only like tipping at buffets. If you fill my cup up, then I feel like I got to give you a tip. But if it's one of them buffets where I got to get my own drink and my own food, the fuck am I tipping you for?
Yeah, because you got to clean up the table. That's your job. You're not serving me. You're serving the job. You
have to wait on me or nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't tip for takeout. I mean, I'm a tipper. I tip.
Yeah, I do too.
But she's cute. Oh, she getting at least five. Like five. I tip $5 regardless. You know what I'm saying?
At least five. Meal,
yeah. My meal like $12, I give you about three, four. But $5 is usually what I tip. You know what I'm saying? So... You know what I'm saying? But then if you slacking on the drink, then I start deducting from that five. Like, my cup's empty too long. Like, that drives me crazy. You keep my cup full, you're going to get that five. You might even get more.
You're supposed to tip at Sonic.
Hell no.
I just found out. Apparently, that motherfuckers work for tips.
Shit, no. Bro, look, that's the way your business is designed. I cannot change that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man,
I hear you. It shocked me too. Motherfuckers like... Somebody put a rant up and they was like, I can't believe y'all not tipping the Sonic. I was like, wait, we supposed to? Like, the little car hops, we supposed to tip them? I didn't know.
Skating up here with my shit, nigga, like, fuck you.
First of all, I've never seen a Sonic car hop with skates.
You haven't?
Never.
Oh, man, shit, in summertime, yeah, man, they always wear skates in the summertime.
Hey, man, these motherfuckers, it's one around the corner. And I think they always say that their drive-thru is broken, so you have to deal with the motherfucker. But I still don't tip.
I'm not tipping. I mean, one day this dude was like, oh, I can keep the change. Look at him like, first of all, you a nigga. You better give me my motherfucking change back, nigga. Like, I don't tip no nigga. Like, you better go somewhere, man.
I mean, he had to ask. He had to ask the answers, though.
Yeah, I'm looking because, I mean, tipping at Sonic? No. Do I tip at Burger King? No. Do I tip at McDonald's? No. Like, nigga, stop.
Man, this
fast food, bitch. Ain't none of y'all already know, dude.
That's a perfect way to hit the show, man. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton.
I got a shout-out, Saul Wright.
Oh, my God. This is what happens when you haven't been on the show. I'm sorry, sir. Give me a shout-out.
Niggas take on vacation, man. Goddamn. You know we got to post this on Friday, right, Saul Wright? You know that, right?
Docking my pay. There go my tip. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, no tip for Saul Wright. Anyway, shout-outs, man. Shout-out to the nation. Shout-out to Saul Wright for coming back. Shout-out to Be Easy for posting the shit while I was gone. Shout out to Short T for helping me get the shit together. Short T. Shout out to fucking Short Will myself.
T.
Dr. Abrasive starting his new life. You know what I'm saying? A nigga unemployed. Hey, we got the most unemployed friends, man. I swear to God. God damn. And our friends got jobs, man.
Low hanging fruit.
Dr. Abrasive. GQ Blue.
You ain't got no job.
I ain't got no job. Saul ain't got no job. Like, yo, man. Damn. Blue, I think he works somewhere. Blue probably just be making shit up. We need to fact check GQ Blue. I don't know what's going on.
He worked with Tommy from Martin.
Exactly. In the black building across the street from the white building.
That's it.
Yeah, man. Last shout out, man. Free my nigga Kodak Black. Nigga locked up. You know what I'm saying? They hating on a young nigga. You know, your birthday coming up. I hope you don't have to spend your birthday in jail. That's about it, man.
Hey, Gucci Mane out, so I feel like we should say something about that, I guess.
Gucci's out. I said on the last show that you didn't listen to.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah. Shout out to Tracy May. Shout out to everybody. Fuck with us, man.
Shout out to King Germ for doing the show still, you know what I'm saying? Props. I did listen to the one show, goddammit.
The 3 minute show? Yeah. Of course you listened to that one.
I listened to part of the second show. I just didn't make it all the way through. Don't judge me.
It's only 42 minutes.
Shit. I didn't make it. Man, what do you want me to say, man? You got shoes and shit to buy.
Exactly, man. Why you standing in line? You could have listened to the Frocast. I'm sure you was in line for 3 days.
I probably could have, but then I would have missed my call in. I would have been pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get mad. You can't show up for a shoe raffle with a ticket that has your ID information and don't have your ID and be mad you didn't get your shoes. Like, you just freed up a pair of shoes, nigga. That's what happens. Is it okay to end the show now? Did we get everything else in?
So you're telling me I would have been better off getting some Jordans if I bought my gun and just sat in the parking lot and waved somebody walk out with this?
I'm not endorsing that at all, because that could have been me.
I want to get you some, right?
I'm just saying that somebody's listening to the show and they're going to say, hey, that's what I'm going to do. Could have been me. I'm not endorsing that at all. I'm just saying, follow the procedure. If it's a shoe that you know,
did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that.
Hey, shoe comes out on Saturday. The Monday before, take your ass to the mall. Into the raffles, they'll call you by Friday and tell you if you want it.
So what's the next big shoe coming out then that I'm not going to get?
This weekend, there's 3 pair of J's releasing. They got the 5s coming back, and they got 2 pair of the 11 lows coming out.
Ugh, I don't like the 11 lows.
I don't know, man. I'm probably going to miss both of these.
5s, hold on. Let me see what those are. Jordan 5s.
Jordan 5 Neymars. These are great. It's a new release. It's a great
Neymar version. Like the soccer player?
Exactly. He's got a pair of Jordans now. And they're fucking gray with speckled black and infrared. Ugh. Yeah, I don't like those either. I don't like 5s.
Ready lows?
Yeah, so I don't like them at all. The Grand Heels released last weekend.
Yeah.
Re-release of the Grand Heels. You didn't like the Grand Heels?
No, they're Fila's. The fuck am I waiting for?
Hey, Fila got some nice shit.
No, they don't. If it ain't the Fila's that look like the Air Force Ones, them the only Fila's I would ever, ever, ever wear.
Those never stop being made. Those never stop being made. You can still buy those.
Okay.
But the Grand Heel Fila's, they only $100. I think I'm copping a pair of those.
Pippins coming out. You getting them?
No. Pippins have been out. I'm good. Oh,
excuse me.
I'm just saying, it's just another colorway. They brought it back. They did the red and white, the blue and white. Then they're doing the blue with the white outline and the black with the white outline. I'm good. It's Pippin too, by the way. I'm good. But yeah, we talking about shoes. It's definitely time to end the show. I'm your man, Sarray, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.